Wolf's Cardinals Preview.
They have tremendous potential in this offense with the quarterback who's just lights out athletically and in command of stuff. He's way ahead of his time, I think.
That's head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, who will be in town, Pete Carroll and company, this week, taking on the Cardinals. He's talking about the offense there, namely quarterback Kyler Murray, who will be going up against a quarterback that's been in the league for a number of years. A lot of people compare the two. Joining us now to talk about the game is the NFL's most colorful color analyst, Ron Wolfley, with 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. I got to tell you, first off, Wolf.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Always love you coming in, but man, if the Cardinals don't win this week, that's it. We're done.
You're not coming in anymore.
We're cutting your segment, my friend.
Boy, I'll tell you right now. What am I doing this for anyway? Donuts? Is that what I am?
You're not getting paid extra
donuts
anyway.
Right now?
Yeah, he's like, hey, just. I don't need the glory.
You know,
man,
what's so interesting listening to that right there? You know, he said he's ahead of his time, and he was referring to Kyler Murray, of course.
Right.
I look at any time you hear Pete Carroll say that, I look at him with a jaundiced eye. I'm just telling you right now, right? Oh, way ahead of his time. Very, very interesting that yet Pete Carroll as a quarterback that basically set the bar for Kyler Murray. I don't know if Kyler Murray, as a matter of fact, I believe Kyler Murray wouldn't have been drafted number one overall if it wasn't for Russell Wilson.
Likes to scramble if necessary.
And the success of Russell Wilson. Yeah. Think about this. Russell Wilson, 5'10 and 5'8". Okay. Oh, boy, that was a big concern. It was why he was drafted in the third round. When Kyler Murray actually stepped on the scale and was 207 pounds, and then all of a sudden stepped up to the tape measure, and was 5'10 and an eighth, not just 5'10, but and an eighth, suddenly the entire paradigm changed in the football universe. Why is that, Jimmy? I'll tell you why. Because they finally had a comp. They could point to somebody in the NFL that was succeeding, doing well, and saying, aha, there he is.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, that gave credence. Scouts, talent evaluators, they love comps. This guy is like this guy. They love types. This guy is like this guy. They stake their reputation on it for the most part.
Yeah.
That's how they build their careers.
Wow. So ever since the Cardinals moved into the NFC West, the Seahawks have been the thorn in their side. They're coming to town. They seem to be.
I would say vice versa as well.
It's interesting because they have won games here.
Seattle, yeah. I think they haven't lost since 2012, as a matter of fact,
right?
In Glendale.
But Cardinals have won there.
And the Cardinals have won up there, of course. Yeah. And then back when BA was here, of course, they were winning division titles as well.
Yeah,
and yet it's been a battle. There's no doubt about it. This is a division rival. You got to love that, right? A little bit of grudge.
Oh, it's fun.
A little bit of grudge.
Yeah.
That never hurt anybody in the game of football, right? A little bit of grudge.
Grudge, and since it's Seattle, grunge as well, right?
Yeah. Right.
So that plays into this, right? I mean, the rivalry, the 12th man stuff that Seattle's known for and all that, that plays into all this. And does it get the Cardinals more hyped up to beat the Seahawks, or does it get them overhyped?
I don't know. I really don't. I'm not inside that locker room. I'd tell you right now, if I was inside that locker room, I'd be able to answer that question. I don't know. I don't know what the leadership is like. I know that they have leaders in that locker room, leaders that I think are great, leaders that I respect. Larry Fitzgerald, they'll just drop that name right there.
Yeah.
I know that, but leadership is so critical to getting a team ready. It's not really up to the coach. I'm sorry. It's not up to the coaches to get a player mentally ready to go play the game.
They're
it
professional.
Is up to them to get themselves ready to ball out.
So, final quick question here with Ron Wolfley about the Cardinals this weekend. Does a win over Seattle help catapult your whole season?
I at this point in time right now, I think there's no doubt about it.
Anything about it, right?
You're going into the fourth game of the season right now, right, and you're 0-2-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was so much optimism after the first two games, of course, because of what transpired in those games and how they came back in the fourth quarter, led by Kyler Murray, and suddenly was dead in the water for three quarters, and then had a great fourth quarter against the Lions, and all of a sudden tied it up, and it felt like a victory for the Cardinals because they came back from 18 down in the fourth quarter, then went on the road against the Baltimore Ravens, a very talented, physical Baltimore Ravens team, a team that most people believe are in the top 5 in the NFL, went on the road, his first road game of his NFL career, and then, they had a chance to win that game.
And then last week, his body language was completely different, I thought.
I didn't notice the body language. I really did not. And if a quarterback gets fired up at himself and throws his helmet and everything, I got no problem with that whatsoever. Isn't that right, Tom Brady?
Right, exactly. Okay, good point.